a CDC lab technician in Atlanta is being monitored for the Ebola virus after an error occurred with transporting the deadly disease. On Monday, a live virus sample was moved from one lab to another, which was not equipped to handle it, causing the potential exposure to at least one technician. Now, the CDC says other employees who enter the lab are being assessed to see if they could be monitored as well. For more now, I'm joined by Dr. Seema Yasmin. She is the former CDC disease detective and a CNN medical analyst. So first off, if you can talk us through how a mistake like this can occur. I mean, is this due to carelessness or a lack of safety procedures?
It can actually be a combination of both of those factors. And we have to say up front, this isn't the first lab error we've seen at a government lab this year. At CDC earlier this year, we saw 75 scientists were exposed to live anthrax in June. And earlier in the year, there was a mishandling of a deadly strain of bird flu. And in those instances, we've had more time to look back at what went wrong. There was an incident where we learned a scientist was overworked, overtired, didn't follow the protocol correctly. And also we've seen delays in notification of these missteps, and that delays how quickly you can respond and make improvements to the protocol.
Yeah, so were no changes or improvements made to the protocol since that anthrax incident happened back in June?
Well, we were told that three things would happen. We were told that there'd be steps taken to make sure all CDC personnel followed procedures properly. We were told that there'd be new policies to stop any cross-contamination between labs, as we're seeing this time, and that also they would reassess lab protocols. Those may be part of an ongoing process, but we really can't afford these kinds of missteps right now when we're in the middle of the biggest Ebola epidemic in history.
I mean, right, and you worked for the CDC previously, as you mentioned. I mean, does it surprise you that we're hearing about another similar case of this happening?
It's really very troubling, Amara. We're in the middle of this huge outbreak, and this really discredits the agency at a time when they're doing life-saving work. They're handling so many samples. They're risking many lives by going out to West Africa to try and stop the outbreak there. We really, though, can't have the lives of lab technicians and scientists back in Atlanta also being jeopardized because protocols aren't being followed.
Yeah, I know you're saying it's a mix of possibly carelessness in the anthrax case. The technician may have not, you know, may have been tired, but also a lack of safety protocols. So, I mean, I guess to simplify it, what needs to be done to prevent something like this from happening again?
We need to make sure the responsibility doesn't lie with just one scientist, because they're human as well, and they can be overworked and stressed and tired and make a mistake. There has to be a chain there where somebody has that scientist's back and then someone else has that person's back to make sure these mistakes aren't made. So there needs to be a clear review of the protocols. We need to learn from previous mistakes, because we can't afford any more of these missteps happening.